chapter 3, verses 12 through 16. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Treat and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. My message this morning is entitled, If Scrooge Can Do It, So Can You. Possibly one of my favorite redemption stories comes from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And it's with only the smallest amount of embarrassment that I will tell you that my favorite movie version of that story comes from The Muppets. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. You'll thank me. Anyway, my favorite moment in the book occurs when, after the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future have each paid Ebenezer Scrooge a visit, Scrooge makes this vow. He says, I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. In moving from Christmas to New Year's this year, I think that Scrooge's pledge is very apropos for us to consider today. And it seems to me that much like Scrooge and his first ghost, in order to get to a place where we can consider that pledge, well, first we need to visit the past. Now, in this case, relatively speaking, it is the recent past, but I think it will be equally informative. So let's start. Let's start by taking a quick moment to review just a fraction of the major stories from this year. And this is a fraction, and it's quite a list. So here we go. I'll try to keep it moving to not bore you too much. China became the first nation in the world to safely and successfully land a spacecraft on the far side of the moon. In only the second case of its kind, a stem cell transplant made in a London patient made that patient's HIV undetectable. At least 50 people were killed and 50 more wounded after a gunman opened fire at the Al Noor Mosque in Linwood Islamic Center in Christchurch, New Zealand, their most deadly mass shooting ever. And 6 days later, they passed massive national gun control law. We took our first ever photo of a black hole. A fire broke out in the 850-year-old cathedral at Notre Dame in Paris, France, causing heavy damage. In August, a racially motivated mass shooting in the Walmart in El Paso killed 22 and injured at least 24. This was the deadliest U.S. shooting in this year. The National Institute for Space Research reported that the fires in the Amazon rainforest were raging at a record rate. By August, Brazil had already witnessed 72,843 fires, which is an increase of 80% over the same period from last year. Under the leadership of Swedish activist Greta Thunberg and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, 500,000 people in Canada participated in a march to demand action against and raise awareness about climate change. Nearly 4 million more people joined in with them worldwide in cities like New Delhi, Milan, and Budapest. And then NASA astronauts Jessica Meyer and Christina Koch made history by performing an all-woman spacewalk for the first time ever. An eruption in New Zealand's White Island left at least 16 dead, with 2 Australian tourists still missing. And for only the third time in the U.S. history, the House of Representatives impeached a sitting president. Now, I could go on and on, because that is literally, that's just the tip of the iceberg. But the point is this. It's been quite some year, but by human standards, at least quite some year. And the reason for revisiting this, well, it's so that I can make a not so subtle point. We humans appear on this world so transiently. We do our bit part, and then we move into the wings and make way for others. You see, the Egyptian Sphinx has looked down upon Antony and Cleopatra, Alexander, Napoleon, Mussolini, the soldiers of World War II, and many other world leaders. All of those imposing figures, though, are now just in history books, even as the Sphinx remains. So, the point of all this, and the point of looking back, is to acknowledge that while the events of this past year do seem somewhat, well, monumental to us, to God, they are just the blink of an eye. And furthermore, most of the events are the result of us, we humans, living out life from a human perspective, which I might add is the same perspective that sees all of these events as somehow monumental. How much better might it be if we at least attempted, on a consistent basis, to live life from a perspective that recognizes that even what we might see as the big moments, well, they're not so monumental. And what if instead we tried to live life that emphasized the seemingly small things? Or as our scripture from today admonished us, what if we clothed ourselves in compassion and kindness and humility and meekness and patience? What if we always made it a point to bear with one another and to forgive one another? What if we clothed ourselves with love and let peace rule in our hearts? What if we practiced living thankful lives? If we always tried to have gratitude in our hearts and taught and encouraged wisdom? And what if we practiced joy every day? Or as Scrooge simply put it, what if we honored Christmas in our hearts and tried to keep it all the year? Think about this past year. Not the big stories of the world, but the big stories in the life of you. Not the national stories that made headlines, but the personal stories that touched you, that affected you, that changed you in some way, positively or negatively. I encourage you, before looking forward into 2020, to take serious this exercise of looking back into 2019. And as you do it with today's text as a filter, as a measuring stick to see how you did. Ask yourself this question. Ask, in the times that I look back on, particularly in the times that you feel poorly about, the ones that you might want to change or wish you could change, what was controlling your behavior in those moments? Was it the things that we just read about in these verses? Or was it something less desirable? Now, my suspicion is that you will find that the places less desirable things controlled your actions are the same places that you are less satisfied with, and the places where you responded with love and peace and genuine concern are the times that you're the most proud of. You see, just a few days ago, we celebrated the story of Christmas, a celebration of the birth story of a child who grew up and attempted to teach us how to live, teach us what life looks like when it's lived out to its fullest potential. Following those teachings, well, it honors Christmas all year long. I suspect that as we briefly thought about this past year, there isn't a single person in here who can honestly say they are proud of every moment or how they treated all people. Like Scrooge, who, when confronted with the past, realized it wasn't what he wanted for his future. I'd like to encourage us to let go of this past year's shortfalls, so that we were renewed and refreshed for moving into the new year. I'm asking each of us to let go of our 2019 behaviors where we let negative things get the better of us. Forgive yourself of those moments and remember that for God, those shortfallings are gone in the blink of an eye. Shouldn't you be willing to do the same for yourself? 2020 is a new beginning. So approach it with vigor and new vitality and new vision. And that brings us to the one New Year's resolution that I'm encouraging each of us to make, to honor Christmas in our hearts and keep it all of the year. How do we do that? Well, there's a multitude of ways. But here's a good one taken directly from our scripture reading today. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Opportunity to share any thoughts you have on the scripture from today, the message, or even just the theme of today's message. Are there those who have thoughts they'd like to add?
Good morning. I'm Charlie. Mark, thank you for the message. I think it was very appropriate for this time of the season, and kind of comes under the category of be gentle with yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Are there others? If not.
I'm Michael, and this is Harry. And one of the things we both have made a conscious effort to do already is not to dwell on the negative, but the positive. And my New Year's resolution last year or this year was to keep busy. And I did it. This is the first time in my life I've ever kept my New Year's resolution. And it will be the same this coming year.
That's great.
And I say to all of you, leave the negative behind and think of the positive.
That's great. Thanks for sharing, Mike. One more down front here.
Morning, I'm Lena. As you were talking, I was reminded of a Buddhist retreat that I attended over the New Year's holiday many years ago. And the facilitator of that retreat invited us all to think about the acts of kindness that we had participated in throughout the year. One of the women who was participant had been a nun. And when she reported the next day that she had never in her life been asked to think about the kind things that she had done, it was really revealing to me how little, you know, we talk about forgiveness, and that's certainly important. But for me to enter the year, the coming year, with that attitude of the kindness that I can offer and put out there. We've talked about how we change the world.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge piece.
absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Ralph?
Good morning. I'm Jim. Mark, thank you for that message.
Thanks, sir.
I think for me, the message of Jesus was he was trying to raise all of us to a higher level of consciousness.
Sure.
Of what is this journey that we are all on. Mm. And to me, he was trying to let us know or to show us that we are spiritual beings. Mm. Our soul and our spirit is in these bodies. And if we recognize that and we see through spiritual eyes, and so that we would change the perspective to spiritual perspective,
mm.
and that we see the divine is all around us.
Absolutely.
And that's our job is, and I don't like to think of it as a job, but to help all of us to help raise the consciousness all around us,
yeah.
in policemen, in judges, in the people that we meet,
mm-hmm.
that it is going to happen through us wherever we find ourselves.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing that, Jim, very much.